Let's go to the hotline and welcome to the show our friend Carlos Mencia, who is out in Sarasota and is going to be at McCurdy's. Actually, you owe Carlos money?
I owe his boy money.
Carlos, how are you, buddy?
Broski. So, can I have to say this. I can say this now that Prince is dead. I banged Prince.
You lied.
No, but I did bang two chicks that he banged after he banged them.
You might have the AIDS. You don't know if that's how he died yet. I wouldn't be so happy about that.
Really?
Well, he's got the flu, they said. He had the flu, and then next thing he's dead. So
you got purple AIDS.
And now this morning, TMZ's got some guys on that worked at the Walgreens that he's been going in and out of the Walgreens saying he was looking exceptionally frail in the last couple of days.
Oh, no. Carlos, I hope you're not losing more weight.
I am losing weight, bro, and it's been drastic the past month.
Purple AIDS.
I need a cigarette lighter.
Carlos, do you know JP from Roger and JP in Long Island? I remember when you were on their show, I was watching their Periscope, your Periscope.
What's up, buddy? Listen, I owe your boy money, man. That bet. I bet him that I bet him early on that New England, when they were rolling,
right,
I thought they were going to go undefeated and go right to the Super Bowl. What's his name again?
Cisco.
He said Cisco. Yeah. He called in. Didn't he call in to you guys to ask for money back?
That Monday morning, he asked for his money. I was like, listen, the next time you come in, I'll send you a check. Or the next time you come in, I'll just give him cash.
Yeah. Or double or nothing that you could wash that stain off his face.
Yeah. No, dude, I swear to God, bro, I had to pay him the $500 too. I don't know if you remember, but I was in it with you. I already paid the debt.
Did you? What? I owe him $100. I don't owe him $500, do I? No.
I thought it was $5.
No,
Carlos getting a piece on the backside.
I thought it was $100, and then you threw your big nuts on the table and be like, I'm rich. I give $500.
Oh, son of a... I thought it was $5 total, and then I gave up. Oh, okay, my bad.
Before I hand...
He might have got me, though, bro. I might have been $100 with you, and then he might have just upped it with me. Yeah, it's easy to do with me.
Before I hand Cisco $500, I'm going back to the audio tape, because there's no way I'm freeing that money out of my hands.
Yeah. Not for Cisco.
Don't do that. Just give him bragging rights. You don't even have to pay him, bro. Just be like, hey, you know what? I'll say on the air that you want, and he'll be fine.
Right.
Is he traveling with you? Do you have the posse with you in Sarasota?
Yeah. Actually, he's coming today. He actually did a show last night. There's a TV show on Access TV called Live at Gotham.
Yep.
So he did that last night in New York, and he's on his way down. Like, he just texted me a minute ago. He was on a plane or something like that.
So funny that you mentioned Live at Gotham, because during the commercial breaks, I was watching it, and this has got to be insulting to real comedians, Pamela Anderson doing stand-up comedy live at Gotham. Have you seen that?
No. Was it good?
No.
Surprisingly, yeah. No, it was not.
It's she looks better, but it's not good. And when they do a wide shot, you can see that she's reading all the jokes off of a teleprompter. So clearly somebody's writing horrible material for her. She's getting up there and reading it, and they're saying, comedy, she's a comedian now. That's insulting to you.
Well, you know what it is, though? They probably thought that it'd be okay, because didn't she, like, it seems to me, by the roster that they have, that they're getting people that did, like, roasts.
Yeah.
That did okay, and I think she was on one of those roasts.
Yeah, she got roasted.
She was the victim.
Yeah. So they probably think, they could do it or something like that, you know. It's gotten to the point where, it's that point where I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember, but they had a TV show way back in the day called Live at the Improv, A&E's.
Sure.
Live at the Improv. Yeah. And I don't know if you remember, but after like 4 or 5 seasons, they did the same thing. They started going with celebrities who they thought would attract more people. And, you know, at the end of the day, stand-up is brutal. And if you're not funny, people don't care, bro, who you are.
Stand-up.
I'm telling you, man, Jesus could come down and say, I'm going to stand-up, and he'd get about 5 minutes. And then after that, if he's not funny, dude, they would start booing his ass.
What do you think about that whole Margaret Cho meltdown?
I didn't hear about that. What happened? I'm still on Prince, dude. I used to wear a purple suit when I was younger, bro.
That's because you're kind of Mexican.
It was because of him, and I saw him in concert so many times, bro.
Yeah,
I met him.
I'm surprised my brother hasn't called in today. I kind of didn't bring it up because I was waiting for him to just call and bust my balls. But after Purple Rain, there was a point where I had nothing but Prince posters on my wall.
Oh, boy.
And there is not one Prince poster that a guy can hang on their wall that's not gay.
No, he
didn't ever do one pose that a guy it's acceptable for a guy
was
to have on their wall.
That one on the purple motorcycle?
I had the calendar, so of course I broke up the months and hung the pictures up. So I had the calendar.
Shirtless with the hands over the head.
What's that, Carlos?
No. You're not gay though, bro. That guy got more poon than anybody I know, bro. I've been backstage at his concert. I'm telling you, I really did do a couple of chicks that he did.
Yeah.
Dude, they were geek bang the hottest, most amazing chicks that, I mean, one of them was 6'2", a model with short hair, just the epitome of beauty, bro. I mean, she had to look down to connect eyes with him because that's how short he was. That's how tall she was. So
that's how cool he was,
bro. Oh, dude, he was such a magnet, bro. He was amazing. You can't feel gay.
Didn't his side piece just die too?
Well, Vanity died, but Sheila E., who's been on the show, she was with him, and
Apollonia.
Who looks terrible now. I just saw her on TMZ. But he has continued to bang the hottest chicks ever. And there is something about it. It's weird. Because think about this, Carlos. If you were to see Prince in any nightclub without him being Prince, you'd go, look at this weird son of a bitch. He looks like Little Richard, but worse.
Yeah.
And but to think that girls, that's the look, and everybody says sexy. My wife cried yesterday. She cried when Prince died.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, bro. He carried himself. I don't know if you're right. I mean, in theory, you're right, that if a guy walked in. But I'm telling you, if you're at a club and you don't know who Prince is, and this little tiny man in bell-bottoms, heels, and a vest walk in, you're like, whatever. And every chick would be like, I love him so much. There was something. How do you do it? I could never wear heels and get away with it.
No. Well, it's amazing. I mean, I'm looking at some pictures as you're talking right now. There's not one picture of him with a girl that's not a 10. I mean, sitting at a basketball game, going to a show.
Right.
Every girl he's with is an absolute 10. And he never stayed with them long enough. Even the two he married, he got rid of after a couple of years.
You know who he used to bang that was super hot was Susanna Hoff from the Bangles.
Bangles?
Yeah, I used to bang her.
He wrote Manic Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Didn't he bang Carmen?
Oh, he did? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he wrote Manic Monday.
Oh, he wrote
Monday.
A ton of stuff, yeah.
Wait, didn't he bang Carmen Electra too when she?
Yeah,
was
he
hot?
Named her Carmen Electra.
I think he created a lot of those women. Like he just had made them in a lab.
He created Carmen Electra. Nobody knew who Carmen Electra was.
Nope.
He brought her out. But that's what I'm saying. Here's a dude. Think about it. Here's a dude who's one of the most effeminate people we've ever seen in heels, and chicks like in droves wanted to bang this guy.
Yeah, Spanish. You should even start wearing heels.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not, and there's no myth about size either.
No. I don't know what the key is. I wonder who like the last wave of celebrities were that he got to bang. Like, wonder if he ever banged Rihanna or anybody like that.
I would love to bang Rihanna.
Yeah.
Oh, you know he did, bro. You know he did. You know he invited. Because if Prince gives you a call and says, "I love your music. I just want you to come to the studio," you know you're going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know you're giving it up, too. You're like, I guess I'm banging Prince tonight.
Dude, if Prince ever asked me to go to his studio, I would just put on, I would be like, okay, I'm going to prison. This is going to happen.
You know what's so funny? Is that nobody has, in the last 24 hours of all the news and people I've talked to, not one person has been like, I never really liked Prince. And then everybody liked Prince.
Right.
Everybody appreciated what he had to offer and what a genius he was. And everybody liked him. And so weird.
Give it a week.
Yeah. But you know who else, though, who was probably mad is China. Because China died and she didn't get her moment of glory. Right when people are starting to be like, oh, China, whatever happened to her? And she died, boom, and then Prince died, and everybody's like, well, China who?
Same thing happened to Farrah Fawcett.
You know what? You're right, though. Because had China died by herself, I would have been like, aw.
Yeah.
But when China dies with Prince, part of me wants to go, does China really deserve, like, for me to, like, right?
Yeah.
bad, man.
You know, yesterday morning, news stations were putting together China packages. She was once a WWE superstar, and then she did adult porn, and then she had drugs. And then they were like, hey, Prince died. Scrap the China stuff. Let's get right on the Prince stuff.
Dude, what if China fell on Prince and killed him? They both died? That'd be something.
Carlos, I got
that would have been awesome. And China's big enough that she could probably crush him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You, if I were you, I'd be worried. Your level of fame falls into the 2016 year of death.
No, are you saying I might be the third?
No, I'm saying just in 2016 in general, how many celebrities have died? You are at a caliber of celebrity where if you died, everybody go, another celebrity died
and
this year.
What did we say? That all the celebrities who have died have been in shape. There's not a lot of fat celebrities dying, and Carlos lost a ton of weight.
Right. You should have stayed fat, Carlos.
Bye, Carlos.
But I will say there already has been three celebrities in the past 2 weeks.
Who?
Including the mom.
Oh, Doris Roberts.
Doris Roberts, yeah. China, and
what an odd
Prince.
Death trio.
But yeah. Still three.
Yeah. Well, you're safe, Carlos.
Oh, I'm safe, then. I'm safe. Thank God. Thank you, sweetie.
Carlos Mencia is in Sarasota. He's going to be at McCurdy's Comedy Club all weekend long. I love McCurdy's. I love Carlos. Get out there and see his shows tonight. It'll be 7 to 9:30, and then Saturday, 7 to 9:30, and then Sunday at 7 o'clock. You can go to McCurdy'sComedy.com and get tickets. I didn't even know you were coming to town. I didn't find out until yesterday.
No, you know what? I totally forgot. I was on the road for like 3 weeks straight. I totally forgot. And then yesterday I was like, I called my publicist. I'm like, I got to be on mic. I forgot that I'm in Sarasota. So, it was, you know what? It was so sad, though, because I flew into Miami just because I got a buddy there and we were going to drive up and then things didn't work out. But on the way to Miami, there were a bunch of celebrities. I mean, a bunch of celebrities.
On the flight?
They were on the flight, and we were all hanging out, and we were all drinking on the plane, and they were like, yeah, let's go party, and let's go, and I was like, I gotta go to Sarasota, I gotta stay in Miami. I felt like such a loser, bro. I missed out on hanging out with a bunch of celebs, and they were all going to a club called 11.
Any good celebrities? Anybody we know?
Well, you know who I could tell you, because I told everybody I'm going to say something, and everybody said no except for one. I'm forgetting his name, but he's the black guy on the TV show Arrow.
Okay, I can picture him. I don't know his name either. He's not Arrow.
He's not Arrow, but yeah, he's buff, dude, and tall. And it's like, wow, he was getting hit on by all the chicks going by. And then this one. There was this one Hindu chick who I've seen in a movie, but I can't remember what movie it was. It's not Quantico. It's not that chick. It's another one.
I'll take it. I love any of those hot Indian broads. I'm good. That's good enough for me.
Who do you?
And she's only 20, bro, and she was hitting on me. I feel weird.
What nationality do you think has the sexiest woman?
Half of something. Yeah. I think half like. Asian, half American, or half Latina, half American. Like, if you're half and half, I think that's the best.
I agree. More you can get in there, the better.
I agree, bro. I was up in a North Dakota in a place called Minot, North Dakota, last Sunday, and there were a bunch of half, like, Native American, half white, Native American, half black.
I'll take it.
Unbelievable.
I'll take it. That would be hot.
Cold-blooded Indians wouldn't touch him with a pole, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You don't want to offend anybody, like all the American Indians.
Yeah. By the way, if any Native Americans or anybody else is offended, watch the movie Revenant, and you tell me if any of those Indian chicks are hot.
That's a different era, I think. I think they've cleaned up their private since then. This is Carlos Mencia that we're talking to. He'll be at McCurdy's Comedy Club in Sarasota this weekend. You've heard him on the show dozens of times. You know his comedy from TV. He's extremely funny and fortunate to be playing out there at McCurdy's. Good club. Nice people over there at McCurdy's. You'll enjoy the weekend there. And the people of Sarasota are always great to us on this show, so I'm sure you'll have a great weekend.
Oh, I'm gonna get attacked by cougars the whole weekend, bro. This is cougar town.
Don't fight it, Carlos. Go with it. Go with it. Be like Jack Hanna of Sarasota. Yeah, don't fight it. Just be like, I'm Carlos. I'm here to conquer all the cougars. Do what you got to do.
Well, I've never seen. This is the first time that I've literally seen 60 to 70 year old women with 5 year old breasts.
What is the oldest chick you would bang?
I would say 65.
Yeah, I would have to say in that range because I'm 45 now, so it's got to be at least 20 years older than me. So I would say about 65, but I'm not going to say that if there's a 72-year-old that's still got it together a little bit, that I wouldn't knock a piece off.
You know what? That you're true, and that, you know, you never know. They might know the one move that nobody, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you're right. You know what? I'm not going to put an age on it because I'm thinking, I know Betty White's in her 90s. If she offered, I'd mow that lawn.
Hey. You need to dust bust it out first, though. There'd be too much prep work before you get in. I'd be worried about breaking something.
You don't want TMZ reporting Carlos Mencia was on top of her when she died. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be that guy.
I don't think you know me, bro. That is exactly what
he smothered Betty White to death.
We were talking earlier this week about guys doing things to the backside of girls. I'm wondering if Carlos
loves that. I guarantee you. Carlos, I have to say this very gently for the radio, but you will go down on the girl on the other side, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes, yeah. I told you. Carlos is a pig like me. He's going head first.
Is there somebody in the room that wouldn't
go to Mexico as I would go to Cuba, my friend?
No, I think we all agreed that we were all in good shape there, including Carmen.
Was surprising was more girls called in, and they were into it, too. Like, I've never met girls who wanted to do it, but they were calling in.
You've met them.
What's that, Carmen?
I said, you've met them.
Yeah.
They want to toss the salad or have theirs tossed?
Both.
Nice.
It turned out that the ones that like to have it done also like to do it.
Yeah.
When the ones that don't,
Bro, you know how popular that's getting? No joke, man. Yesterday, on the plane, I met a woman who gave me a card, and you got to look at the card, and you're kind of like, what is this? And it's for basically Brazilian waxing for men.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
So I've had it done.
Yeah, they wax the backside so that, you know, the runway is clear, bro.
Thank you.
Get that taint area all smoothed out like when you were a baby.
It's appreciated.
It's horrible.
By the way, when you said on the plane yesterday, I thought you were going to say the guy from Arrow was doing it to somebody. I was like, that's him and the Hindu chick getting to town on first class. Listen to me.
That Hindu chick was hot, bro. Seriously, Mike. Really hot.
I'm sorry we didn't get to see you, but I'm glad we got to talk to you. And I'm just throwing this out there because you wanted me to tell you. But, you know, we got Calta Cruz number 10 coming up. And what is it, September 14th?
September 24th.
That's what I meant, September 24th. We leave for a week.
Dude, I told you, whenever you need me to come, just let me know. And by the way, did you guys ever do the sending your DNA?
DNA
in?
23.
Yeah. Well, some of us did.
Hold on. So we went to the company, and the company was too cheap to pay for it, so we kind of blew it off. And then our friend Matt from Horn Blasters, who puts big train horns in cars, he came and dropped off all the packages for us. And we were planning on doing it like before a vacation so we can come back and do like the big reveal when we came back, but some of us haven't sent ours off yet.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me know, because I'll still do it if you want me to.
I do want you to.
You got to let me know, and I'll pay for it myself. I'll go to that. What is it? The 23?
No, yeah, it's nothing. It's like $100. So we can send you the box, and you do it. We'll send ours at the same time.
Yeah, you know what? When I get back home on Monday, I'm gonna ask for the kit, and then just let me know when the reveal is.
All right.
I'm actually curious to know what I am too, bro.
Yeah, then anybody that goes, hey, Carlos isn't really Mexican, you can be like, actually, I'm 78% Mexican and 22% Hungarian.
That would be interesting. Dude, if I turn out to have Mexican genes in me, I will crap my pants. Yeah.
You put out a press release. Carlos was right all along.
Yeah. I will be on the internet going, yes! Yes, I am Mexican.
I'll be the one to be like, get the credit for discovering that he was Mexican.
Right, yeah.
Dude, it's always good to talk to you. Yeah, I'll take it
love
all.
You guys.
Yeah,
you guys
have a great weekend at McCurdy's this weekend. I'm around. If you need anything, let us know.
I might be up there on Saturday. What are you doing on Saturday?
I have an early dinner plan, but other than that, nothing. Let me know. Call me. I'll be around.
All right, brother.
All right, pal. There you go. The great Carlos Mencia.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.